Welcome back to the R.M. Williams Outback Podcast. Great to have you here. This is Terry Cowley. I'm the host of the podcast and also the Senior Associate Editor of R.M. Williams Outback Magazine. We're very grateful to Ram Trucks for sponsoring this podcast. Artist Mark Coombs' experience around cattle and horses infuses a relatable authenticity to his paintings. Those with boots on the land see the truth in Mark's work, from bridal detail to the seated pose of a horseman. Ahead of an upcoming exhibition in May at Beef Australia 24 in his hometown of Rockhampton in central Queensland, Mark joins me to talk about his life and art. Hello, Mark.
G'day, Terry, and thanks for inviting us to come on.
Mark, tell me about growing up in this region riding horses.
Yeah, so I was just like any other country kid, Terry. Grew up on a fairly large cattle property between Rocky and Mackay. And yeah, you know, you just spent your whole time when you weren't at school riding horses or chasing cattle or doing something like that. And then, you know, I went to boarding school and came home, and I went to Gatton College. I was just going to do it. My dad did manage properties, but got involved in a business with my brothers. We were feeding cattle and breaking horses and doing contract mustering around central Queensland. And I sort of got interested in photography through the cattle that we were feeding. And that developed into publishing a few books. I'd go out into stock camps with my camera and spend a week here and a week there and sort of traveled all over Australia really doing that. It was all photography, but behind the scenes, I always wanted to paint. And it really wasn't until, you know, I had children and they sort of left home that I had the time to start painting. And so, and that was about 2012, I suppose, something like that. And I've been painting every spare minute I can find ever since.
Tell me about that pivotal trip in 1993 with artist Philip Richmond when you travelled to Stanbroke's Napamary Station.
Yeah, that was a pivotal point in my life, really. Phil had an exhibition of paintings in Beef 91. And I had an exhibition of photographs, and we were in the same gallery in town. And I just got talking and said, you'd like to come on a trip? We'd go out where we can find the biggest mob of cattle and get some stuff. And so we went out there, and it was just, everything just happened, you know, like we had sort of 4,000 Santa bullocks going through the Cooper Creek, and we had dust storms and sunrises, and I just got the best photos I could ever have imagined. The plan wasn't to do a book or anything, but because I had all these photos, I had to do something with them. So, I published a book. And sort of after publishing the book, well, you got to sell it. So it sort of created a bit of a monster, I suppose. Published the book, so we had to get out there and sell them. And I went pretty good. You know, we ended up doing two other books. And I'd take my family, you know, sort of spend our holidays on properties, taking photos. And, yeah, it was a great time in their lives. If it hadn't have been for that trip to Napamary, if I hadn't got those photos, I wouldn't have kept going. And to be honest, I never ever actually did as well as that first trip ever again. But I mean, I've got took plenty of good photos since. But yeah, it was that one trip that just everything worked. It was great.
How did you really start that transition from photographer to painter?
Well, I tried to get in touch with Phil, but I couldn't find him. And Google's a great thing. So, you know, I just got online and I figured, you know, if anyone else could paint, I should be able to paint as well. I always sort of was pretty keen on drawing. So, yeah, it's hard when you start something you haven't got a clue about, and I never really knew any artists that I could go and talk to. So, you know, you walk into an art shop and what brush do you buy, what paint do you buy? It's all a very steep learning curve. I found some stuff from a chap over in Texas. Actually, he published books on he was a Texas cowboy artist. He published stuff on how to paint, technical way to paint horses and cattle and that sort of stuff, and how to hopefully become a successful artist. So I sort of followed him fairly closely and did what he said and just practice. Honestly, that's all it is, paint and paint and paint. And every painting, you sort of have the goal of getting better, and hopefully, you know, that'll never stop. You know, you can never sort of get to a point where you think your paintings are good enough. So, yeah, I just keep trying to get better each time I paint.
Thank goodness for Google, hey?
Oh, it is, you know, and I share a lot of my techniques online as well in my newsletter, and most artists do. I mean, there's a lot of artists, you know, make their income out of teaching, but there's so many artists out there that just share their knowledge freely, and it's just all there for people to absorb if they want it. But it always comes down to, you can't sort of just read it in a book or be told how to do something. You just have to do it and keep doing it. That's the big key. You just have to have the desire to get good at it.
You concluded that you'd learn to paint by practicing rather than being taught.
Absolutely, yeah, without a doubt. You know, people say, oh, you know, they look at something I do and they say I've got a lot of talent. But, you know, if they saw the first paintings I did, they probably wouldn't think I had a lot of talent then. But I think the talent for an artist is the ability to persist and continue painting until you get good at it.
I'm sure persistence is part of it, but I'm sure there is a lot of talent there as well, Mark.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I mean, I think the main thing with what I do and any successful artist is you have to love the subject matter that you're painting, because, you know, that's what you spend your whole time doing. And I think if you can find, like I have, like my love is horses and cattle and life on the land. So that's what I do and I love doing it. So I think that's probably the key.
Absolutely. You've ended up painting from your photos, which makes sense given your background as a photographer, of course.
Yeah. Artists these days have it pretty easy because, like I said, you know, I can just go and take a photo and I can capture the horse's action. I don't have to try and remember what it was like. I have tried to paint horses out in the paddock, you know, but generally only if they're tied up to a rail or something, because they just tend to move around too much. Yeah, you know, I've been taking photos of life on the land since the early 90s. And I've got a very large library of material I can call on. So, you know, I might go to a campground and just photograph the horses walking around, warming up. And then 6 months' time, I'll be able to look at those photos and I can grab one of those guys on a horse or a girl on a horse and put behind a mob of cattle that I photographed somewhere else. So it's a lot of fun.
One painting may be a collation of several photos.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Very rarely do I paint what I actually photographed. I've got one painting in front of me here that's got images from about six different properties in it. That's what the frustration when I used to do photography was, is you'd go somewhere and, you know, you'd see a great scene with horses and cattle, but the background was pretty boring, or you'd see a great background and think, oh, it'd be so good to see cattle in that background. So when you paint, you sort of can create what you want, really. There's no boundaries.
I suppose these days, Mark, they just get AI to fill in the gaps.
Yeah, it's a bit of a trick, isn't it? Like, you know, you look at some stuff and it's hard to believe what you can see these days, and I'm not sure where it's going to end, but AI's got a role, you know. I think it can show people how a photo might look if it was painted, but I do know that, you know, if you see a really good photo these days, you sort of, is it real?
You do wonder, yes, as we've seen in the media recently with members of the royal family, but we won't go down that path. One of the examples of one of those paintings resulting from a collation of several photos would be Chaos that you painted, created from images on four different properties. I think maybe that's the one you mentioned. Two in the Gulf north of Julia Creek, one in central Queensland, one from the Rockhampton area. So that's a bit of a signature painting of yours.
I haven't had it for long, but When we have an exhibition or something like Beef, you need a couple of big paintings, you know, that sort of have a bit of impact and catch people's interest. And
how big is it, Mark?
Oh, it's about a metre wide, I suppose. So you can't go much bigger than that just on the size of our displays that we have at Beef. But, you know, it's a fairly big painting.
Because this is a podcast and people can't see it right now, can you describe what's in Chaos?
With Chaos, I guess I'll tell you how it sort of was created. I took a photo out near Bohinia of a couple of Red Bulls fighting at the back of a mob, and most people don't know what that normally creates. It sort of creates a bit of chaos in itself, and there was a whole heap of dogs there in the dust. And so I wanted to create a painting around the two bulls fighting with all the dogs. So I figured I needed to have a mob of cattle that was being mustered or pushed into yards or something, and have cattle breaking off the back and horses going everywhere. So I just went looking and I ended up painting some trees as a background, and then had a mob of cattle and had the cattle breaking back towards where the bulls are. Is a photo of cattle breaking back from a set of yards when they were getting yarded up. And then there's a couple of horses, one's from a camp draft, two are from, just photos from all over the place. Whatever works, and sort of the dogs and the cattle going all over the place, and there's dust, and the guy with the stock whip trying to break the bulls up. Yeah, and it just sort of, Chaos is the name I came up with at the end, just seemed appropriate.
Yes, aptly named. So your work ultimately meant a move into town.
Well, no, it wasn't moving to town. It wasn't the art that created the move to town. It was funny how things panned out. We only were on a small property, but that we sort of decided it was time to move into town where I could spend more time painting, which I suppose indirectly is a reason. But I used to do video production as my main source of income, but sort of with COVID and all that, that sort of started to peter out a bit. And I thought, yes, this is a chance I can make the decision to become a full-time artist. So yeah, moving into town, we found a lovely spot in Rockhampton, and it just enables me not to have to worry about, you know, we had a few horses, and there's always, when you're on a good property, there's always pumps to fix and things going wrong. So yeah, it's actually worked out really well for us. We moved into town, we've got a really nice studio here, and I just love having the time to paint. Yeah, it's great.
Looking for Australia's best range of full-size pickup trucks? Then you want a Ram truck. Get into your local Ram dealer for the best selection of powerful, capable, and luxurious pickups all under one roof. With Australia's best range of full-size pickup trucks, Ram eats everything else for breakfast. Visit ramtrucks.com.au or see your Ram dealer today and get into a Hemi V8-powered Ram. Enough said.
How does that feel to call yourself a full-time artist?
Yeah, I know. It's funny, you know. I went to a business seminar several years ago, and it's always been very hard to call myself an artist. Like, you know, it's a bit of a funny sort of, I don't know, it just seems a bit of an airy-fairy thing. But we're in this round table sort of discussion, and you sort of went round the table, and they were asking us what our profession was. And it was the first time I'd ever said I wasn't a video producer, I was a full-time artist. And yeah, it's good to actually take ownership of it and be a full-time artist. You know, it's not easy. It's not that lucrative, I suppose. Well, not, it's just that it takes a lot of time to create stuff. So, but I'm at the stage in my life where I can actually do it now, and I'm absolutely loving it.
So your transference from photographer to painter is highlighted by exhibitions at all Beef Australia Week since 2018 and by a Cobb and Co exposition held at the Australian Stockman's Hall of Fame in Longreach last year. But it's on social media where your profile has grown and where you sell most of your work.
Yeah, absolutely. Facebook and Instagram, those platforms are really good for art. And actually, it was funny and this sort of highlights how great social media is. We were due to have an exhibition in town in Rockhampton just when COVID happened. So we had to say, well, we can't do the exhibition. What will we do? I had all the paintings ready to go. So I hung them in my shed when we were out on the property, and we just did a live Facebook walk around. You know, I had the video. My daughter had the camera or the phone and just followed me around the paintings as if I was, you know, taking someone around the paintings in a gallery. And yeah, you know, it was really successful. They sold all the paintings, and the paintings have gone to every state in Australia and a couple overseas. So that's, you know, like, it's through Facebook really that where people find me, and I've got a website too that people go from the Facebook to the website to buy stuff. Remember back when we were doing photography back in the 90s and early 2000s, when there was no social media, it was I don't know how we started anything, but we did. It seems easy now compared to back then, but yeah, it works well.
It was a different world for sure. Yeah. So what do you understand of who is buying your paintings and why, Mark?
Yeah, it's a good question, you know, like, because I've never collected art. And I sometimes wonder if the market's there for people to buy art. What I find is people buy something when they can relate to it. A lot of times it brings back a memory when they are either on the land or it reminds them of something that they can, I guess they connect with it. And I think that's probably the main reason I continue to sell paintings is, although my skill level has improved without doubt, the main thing that I could put my success down to would be that luckily I have the ability to choose subject matter that country people, and it's generally country people that purchase my stuff or people that have got a connection to the land, can relate to it. And it's, you know, and like you mentioned earlier, it's often just the position of a person sitting on a horse or the action of a horse. And knowing that subject matter is probably why, you know, I've been able to choose the right images to paint. You know, like I could take 10 photos of a horse and a guy sitting on a horse, you know, probably only one of them is going to be any good, you know, where the horse's actions right. And the same goes with cattle. You know, if you've got a mob of cattle and there's always a bad one standing at the front, you know, at least I've got the knowledge that I can paint the cattle how ideally they would be. So I think it's just being able to do paintings that people can relate with and they can connect with. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
So where are you getting your future inspiration from? If you're living in town, you obviously have to travel to take more photos of more subjects. I guess you've got your photo library, but I'm sure that you are inspired by taking new photos for future projects.
Yeah, like I said earlier, you know, if you try and create stuff that you know about, I wouldn't be very good at painting, I'm not sure, birds or something like that, I suppose. Yeah. Knowing my subject matter lets me, hopefully, I guess at the end of the day, what I like, other people like, and that's pretty much what it comes down to, you know.
So, like for all of us, our photos are our memories, and then you're taking it one step further and creating something from those photos. Is it sometimes hard to let these pieces of art go through your fingers?
Yeah.
I would imagine that you'd want someone to buy it who really loves it.
Absolutely, you know, and that's one of the great things about doing what I do is it lets me get back in touch with being on the land, you know. Yeah, I'll often ring up people or whatever and go out and spend a day on the horse taking photos. And like with our exhibition at Beef in May, we'll get people come through our display and we'll start chatting with them and always ask where they are and if they'd mind if I come and visit and take some photos. And everyone's always more than happy for me to do that. And you're right, you know, although I've got thousands of photos that I've probably looked over 100 times, there's nothing like getting new material just to, I suppose, you get excited about new things I'm going to paint. We're heading up to the Kimberleys actually after the Beef Expo, so I'm sure I'll get some good material up there. So, yeah, it's just, it's a great thing that I can get out, get onto properties that, you know, just sort of gets me back to my childhood, I suppose. I've actually got one painting here that I'm never going to sell. Not that it's any better than any other paintings I did, but it's got a combination of images from properties that I really enjoyed and people that I know really well. You know, there's a couple of some people from Nappenberry in it, and there's some people from Kenobi and a couple other properties in it that it's sort of just, there's so many memories in that one. And so, yeah, I won't sell it, but at the end of the day, I understand it's a business, you know. And yeah, there's paintings that I think, oh, you know, I'd like to keep that, but if I started keeping them, I'd run out of walls pretty quick. So people only buy them if they love them and if it gives people pleasure to have them on their wall. And that's pretty good, you know. Knowing someone's happy to put something I've created on their wall is, you know, it's a pretty awesome feeling.
Horses and cows, but not motorbikes.
Well, I have done a couple of paintings of motorbikes, but yeah, I don't have that. I don't have a romantic involvement with the motorbikes like I do with horses, I suppose you could say.
Fair enough. What can people expect from you at Beef Australia 24?
So, as I said earlier, I try and get better with every painting, and honestly, I think the paintings that I've got for this Beef Expo are, I never like to sort of blow my own trumpet, but there's some just awesome paintings there. I look at them sometimes and just can't believe I've created them. But yeah, no, there's a bunch of Brahmin paintings. I've got some Hereford ones there, some Rowdies. You've sort of got to try and keep some, you know, everyone happy. I've actually started a painting with some black cattle in it. So, oh, just a few different breeds. There's some nice horse paintings. Just a variety, you know, there's big ones, little ones, and, you know, dusty scenes, tranquil scenes, a bit of everything. I'm hoping people will just be amazed because I sort of am.
That's fantastic. I'm sure it'll be really well received. This interview is based on a story by Mandy McKeesick in issue 153 of R.M. Williams Outback magazine. Mark, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks very much. Yeah, it was great. I enjoyed that.
And thank you for listening out there in podcast land. I hope you enjoyed my talk with Mark Coombe. I'm Terry Cowley from Outback, and I hope to catch you in another episode soon.
Now's the time to upgrade to a new Ram truck. With unrivaled Hemi V8 power and a max brake towing capacity of up to 4.5 tonnes. With quick delivery available right now, you can get behind the wheel of a new Ram faster than ever. Stocks are limited, so see your Ram dealer or visit ramtrucks.com.au today. Ram eats everything else for breakfast. Stock and delivery times vary by model and dealer.